from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Good evening. I'm Andrea Nakano.
And I'm Brian Hackney. A critical weekend for local folks hoping the Bay Area rallies around Small Business Saturday. KPIX 5's Don Lynn reports from downtown Walnut Creek.
A lot of small businesses are dealing with a double whammy, the pandemic and a slowing economy due to inflation. But this bookstore has one more problem. Three women opened Flashlight Books in downtown Walnut Creek in 2019, right before COVID. The young bookstore has quite the survival story to tell.
We're down about 10% from last year, which is pretty significant, especially for a new store.
Co-owner Shoshana Smith says to make matters worse, a Barnes & Noble just opened about a month ago, several blocks away.
We definitely think that's part of why our business has dropped. Our last month and a half are the worst we've ever had, even when we first opened.
That's why she says this holiday season can make or break them.
Honestly, from like a morale point of view, it's a big deal. To have a busy small business Saturday like really gives us energy for the rest of the holidays.
It's too late for this jewelry and gift shop a few doors down. Ming Kwong is closing the store in January and shifting operations online.
Our last shopping day probably will be January 21st.
Business owners say it's important to shop local because every dollar spent goes back into the community.
Small independent stores really add to the flavor of the community. And that's why we probably have customers who have been with us for, you know, for those same 40 years that we've been in business. It adds diversity, and certainly wine is all about diversity.
The manager of Prima Vini Wine Shop says they handpick pretty much all the products they sell, something they say the big box stores cannot do.
A lot of stuff, of course, is online, but you know, it's not the same thing. Wine doesn't necessarily lend itself.
Such a fantastic book.
And many small businesses, like Flashlight Books, also donate to local charities and schools. The store also highlights local writers with book reading events like this.
We have events. People can hang out here. It's really important.
In Walnut Creek, I'm Dah Lynn, KPIX 5.
Businesses are pulling out all the stops to get people away from the big box stores. There were events today in Pacifica and Hayward.
The wonderfulness and the cash go back into our community, and that's what we like to see.
It's very important, both just to raise awareness of the new businesses, but to increase sales for this time of year, you know, and kind of give us all a big push right when we need it.
And that's why small business owners say shopping local helps to create jobs and boost the local economy. People love sharing their deals on social media. We love to see what you found on Small Business Saturday. You can tag us using the hashtag KPIX.
The National Retail Federation says 166 million people will take advantage of the deals this weekend. And despite high inflation, people are still spending a lot of money. Retail sales up about a percentage point in the last month. Buyers say they're still cautious.
Instead of buying multiple gifts, I'm just limited to one gift per person. Some folks aren't even getting gifts.
Seems like every time you go out of the house, you spend $100.
I'll say a Bankrate survey finds more people will shop on Small Business Saturday than on Black Friday this year. And two-thirds of small retailers expect to see higher profits this Christmas season.
While millions of people are shopping this holiday season, many in our communities are struggling to put food on the table. As part of our Food for Bay Area Families drive, KPIX 5's Reed Cowan went to Contra Costa and Solano Food Bank and talked with one worker who personally answers the calls for help.
Here at the food bank of Contra Costa and Solano, and can you imagine what it would be like to look at those bare cupboards and know you don't have enough food to feed your children? Well, here they have somebody who makes it so that when you come through this door or when you call, there's love on the other end of the line. There's love on the other end of the desk. I wanted you to meet Barbara here. Barbara, I listened to you take one of the phone calls. I'm so touched by who you are. Tell me about what you're hearing when people call in or come through this door.
Well, most of the time they're just looking for a place to get food. They're a little desperate. They don't really want to know everything about the workings of the food bank. They have a couple of kids and they need just something to cook for dinner. So we usually go through the food pantries and we talk about it. And I'm just finding that since COVID hit us, there's so many people that don't really understand what the food bank is about. But after I get off the phone with them, They are just so glad that they called, because there's so many resources out there. If they just pick up the phone and ask for help, you know, we can help them. So.
And you don't have to go hungry. And I want to let our viewers know, I had a chance to listen to one phone call that came in here just a moment ago. This was one of our neighbors who called needing help for the holidays. And Barbara, your message is no shame, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely not. I never talk down to anybody. It could be any of us. And like I said, since COVID, there were so many people that you could tell that they were, they'd call in and they'd say, I can't believe I'm having to ask for help like this. And I just said it could happen to any of us. So just don't be ashamed. Give us a call. And we've got all kinds of resources. And then you, once you get back on your feet, you can come and volunteer. And
I love it. And pay it back. All right, I'm going to get a t-shirt that says Be Like Barbara. It's so wonderful to meet you. If you want to be like Barbara or any of the number of people who volunteer here at this wonderful facility, you can go to our website, kpix.com/give, or you can see that QR code on the bottom of your screen to find ways that you can help your neighbor. And when we do, it feels wonderful. Back to you.
Well, we hope you'll consider donating time or money to our Food for Bay Area Families Drive. You can scan the QR code on the bottom of your screen to go right to the site. We also have more information at kpix.com/give.
Well, turning to the weekend, many travelers looking to fly home after Thanksgiving are experiencing delays today. They're even having some, especially if their travel plans take them through Dallas or Houston, where bad weather is slowing things down. Many of today's 2,700 delayed flights had connections in the south because of those storms. 50 flights have been canceled so far. Airports here largely unaffected. SFO in Oakland say only between 3% and 7% of flights have been delayed. Not bad for a busy weekend. But if you are traveling by road, CHP have maximum enforcement out this weekend. Last year, 42 people died on California roadways over Thanksgiving.
Historically, people try to escape Alcatraz. Today, a boat crashed right into it. SF Police, Fire, and the Coast Guard rescued two passengers and three dogs this morning after they collided with Alcatraz's west side. The Coast Guard removed the boat from the scene. Everyone is safe, and there were no environmental impacts.
Except for the boat. Now to a mystery in Martinez. A powder-like dust covered cars and buildings overnight in Martinez. Nobody knows what it is or where it came from. Some think the refinery, which said that they have taken samples of the ash or dust, and they'll test the samples, but they cannot confirm whether the material was released from the refinery. But we can confirm. People were puzzled.
My girlfriend noticed it yesterday morning. Uh-huh. She goes, I don't know what this white dust is on my car, but it's there. And I said, I would imagine it's from the refineries. And then she did, in fact, find out later there was a fire.
The refinery said the dust could potentially be catalyst dust, which they use in the refinery process and they say is not toxic. A live look at the White House, the Biden administration resisting calls from pediatric health groups to declare a national emergency because of the so-called triple-demic. A national emergency would open up funding and ease some regulations. CDC says there are twice as many kids in the hospital. Twice as many this year than any other flu season on record. The White House says they do have medical supplies, but no state has requested them yet. And instead of declaring a national emergency, federal health officials say they are ready to provide assistance to communities on a case-by-case basis.
Food poisoning from improperly stored Thanksgiving leftovers can be a concern this time of year. Naomi Ruckham has more on what you need to know to keep you and your family safe.
Many of us look forward to digging into our favorite holiday foods again.
I love, love, love leftovers.
But USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says it's critical to handle them properly. That starts with getting prepared food back into the fridge within 2 hours.
And then the next day when you actually go to warm up your leftovers, reheating them to a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees. That reheating process will help kill any bacteria that might be remaining and make sure that they're safe to eat.
Leftovers should always be kept in a sealed storage container or in packaging that's airtight to keep freshness in and bacteria out.
You want to make sure the leftovers in the refrigerator are eaten within 4 days. They can last in the freezer for 3 to 4 months.
I personally love Thanksgiving leftovers a few months later. Once, you know, you kind of started missing Thanksgiving, you can pop them into the, you know, refrigerator to thaw and then reheat those and they're great.
The oven or microwave are both options for reheating. Just make sure to check the temperature of your favorite leftover dish in a few places to ensure the entire food reached the safe temperature of 165 degrees and enjoy. Naomi Ruckham, CBS News, New York.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, Boy Scouts in the East Bay have started to sell Christmas trees. The Piedmont Scout Tree Lot, a 50-year tradition, and the volunteer staff has a lot of fresh Christmas trees. Boy Scouts will be there every day for the next few weeks, working outside, helping you pick out the trees, and packing them out to your car.
It's important for the scouting program. It's our largest fundraiser of the year, and it's fun to have a fresh Christmas tree. I love to see the families out with the little kids picking out a fresh Christmas tree.
Proceeds do go toward scout trips and providing gear for scouts. And if you can't make it out to the lot, you can order them online and then have the tree delivered.
It's that time of year in San Francisco. The Fairmont's Giant Gingerbread House is back, along with all of the other extravagant holiday decorations that fill the hotel lobby each year. The San Francisco Fairmont has made a name for itself as one of the world's most beloved holiday destinations. Community members gathered this afternoon for a ribbon-cutting ceremony unveiling the famous gingerbread house.
We bake every brick ourselves here in-house. We baked about 3,300 bricks. We started baking back in July.
The giant gingerbread house is 22 feet high and 23 feet wide with hundreds of pounds of candy.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you back here at 11.
Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. Good night, everyone.